We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get it going. 800-636-1067. Great phone calls throughout the day. If you're just for the first time listening to the show, or if you haven't had a chance to vent at any point yet, 800-636-1067. We're taking your calls on a Game 5 loss for the Nats. We're with you until 2. Chad Dukes versus the world at that time. Martin is out in Portland on the stream. What's up, Martin?
Hey, Martin.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I cannot believe the Power of Positivity called back in. I mean, that show on Tuesday was one of the funniest I think I've ever heard. But I just wanted to let you guys know that I really believe you are on a meteoric rise to the top of DC sports media. I mean, you got J.P. Finley volleying back and forth with the whole initial shtick. You got John Keim name-dropping Grant and Danny at Redskins Park during interviews. And you got me actually caring about baseball, which is no small feat.
I'm a
lacrosse player. Yeah, Danny can maybe tell you about the dynamic between lacrosse players and baseball players. But
acrimonious is the word that comes to mind.
Yeah. I really, really appreciate you guys. Your show is amazing.
It's kind of
you. Do some amazing shticks, and you keep me laughing all day long, and you keep my finger on the pulse of DC sports. So keep up the great work.
I mean this. Thank you. We needed
that's
that today.
That's nice of you to say.
And I got to say, he waited a while to just be nice to us, and that honestly means a ton. People don't really do that. People wait a while to yell.
He's in Portland, Oregon doing this?
He is. And he's probably listening on radio.com, I'm
very
guessing.
Cool.
You can download the all-new radio.com app and listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. But that was very nice. You didn't have to do that. We owe you lunch or something. We needed
that. Now you're embarrassing me.
Thank you, happiness guy.
But does he want a ransom? Is that what that guy wants?
Positivity.
Where's my child being held?
Power of positivity.
No. I don't know.
I'm stunned he called back in as mean as you were to him. That was the meanest. I mean, I go after Chris in DC every time he calls in because I was over him about 2 years ago. But I think he's an important foil for the show, and it would be very sad if he stopped calling. Like, I want him to be a part of our show. I think it's an important thing for us to have him balancing everything out.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of go back and forth, and I just, you know, tell him that he is making up a stat, and he tells me, you know me. I don't lie, sir. Mr. Cousin, sir.
And then he changes what he cares
right,
about each
exactly.
time. Anyway, sorry, we got too far down the Chris rabbit
Mr.
hole.
Mr. Bill O'Brien, sir. You just completely eviscerated that dude.
Now, this is not something I, by the way, take a lot of pride in. There are some guys that think this is, like, cool or funny, and that's, like, the shtick that they do, and that's,
yeah,
like, their
that's
style.
That's what we do here.
To, like, bite the heads off of callers. Like, I am not into that. That is not me. That's not my personality. I think what you have to do when you do this thing is, if you put on an act, people figure out the act pretty quickly and become stale and whatever else, and you have to be yourself. So this is who I am, this nervous, panicky, pessimistic, realist, naysayer, whatever the hell else, who, you know, tries to make jokes to cope. So I don't take a lot of pride in screaming at people. I usually try to have an engaged dialogue, and if someone insults us or whatever else, we'll put them down in retort, but I always try to have the discussion. I always try to see the point, and then let's talk about that. So I'm not proud of that. That's not, like, my favorite thing that I've done.
I'm proud of nothing about this show, by the way, today. Like, you think I want to be on here talking about don't bring this guy back? No, I want to be celebrating and having Fairfax Dan sing songs and talking about the LCS, and it's happy-go-lucky. You know, I got friends of mine texting me, man, you okay? You sound upset. Yeah, I'm upset.
Yeah.
We're 0-13 now. No, it's tough. We don't want to sit here and do this for 4 hours. Most people kind of check in and check out today. Or, you know, and if I was just riding around in my car, might be a music day for me. Might be I don't even know what day, but I would listen to something. Well, guess what? You guys have chosen us, which we really appreciate. We're here for 4 hours chatting with you. That's what we're doing. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. Hey, Mun.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, Mun. I'm sure. Hey, Mun.
Hey, Mun.
I went to, hey, Mun, how you doing, Mun? I was going with Man and Bud at the same time, and it came out, hey, Mun.
First you said great, then you said cool, then you said gruel.
It's been a
What's
long
up?
Week. What, Danny?
No, I was mumbling something. It didn't make any sense. It was a bad joke by me. We're all in a slump here, Chris.
Listen, Grant, I have been sort of defending Dusty all season because I do believe he's a great locker room guy and like you said, 162, I wouldn't have another manager. But he made way too many questionable decisions last year and this year that I just can't look away anymore. And I think, like you said, this team is talented enough to win this poor division every year without getting along and everything being hunky-dory. But when it comes time to the playoffs, they need somebody who's going to make the right moves. And some of the decisions that he made last night were just so unforgivable. Like, basic, like, why allow your catcher to hit if you're going to double switch for him in the next inning?
Baffling. Baffling.
I mean, why is Sammy Solis even on the roster?
See, you know, I'm fine with Solis being on the roster, Chris. I honestly am. But if you would have told me he's either on the roster and pitching in high leverage situations or he's not on the roster, that's a different thing. I can't believe he pitched when he did in game three in the loss.
The seventh inning.
And then you learn your lesson and you go, okay, well, we'll go to Madsen next time in that spot. And you have the exact same scenario, and you go back to Sammy Solis.
You made Madsen get five outs because Solis couldn't do it. You know who thought Solis couldn't do it? The entire ballpark.
Right.
Everyone went, what? Oh, no.
His good point at the beginning of that call, too, is, and I tried to make this earlier in the show, people shouldn't forget that last year was a managerial meltdown in Game 5 also. I was talking to somebody with the club this week who reminded me of all the specifics. And this is someone, again, with the Washington Nationals. They said, you're forgetting last year what happened. I'm like, what do you mean? I remember Wilmer Defoe had a hit. And they went through all the specifics of the plan and what wasn't executed and how we got there. You think Mike Rizzo doesn't know that? Again, my question would just be, do you trust, if you were playing a game, let's say it was a 7-game series and game 6 was tonight, okay, and it was a winner-go-home game at Nats Park tonight, do you trust Dusty to make the right decisions? If the answer is no,
then what are we doing?
Then how is that the option? And I don't know how the answer wouldn't be no, but maybe your answer is yes, tonight he'll do it. He'll change 27 years of coaching and baseball above playing experience or whatever it is. If the answer is no, I don't trust that he's going to make the right decisions, then what are we talking about here? James in Fredericksburg, how are you?
What's up, James?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, Grant, you're 100% right. I hate blaming managers, coaches, because at some point players have to execute.
Same.
But, you know, you have to find a guy that has a ring and do what you have to do to hire that guy. Yeah, you know, it's just there's no other way. And while I was at it, I would go for maximum turnover in the clubhouse too. Anywhere
wow.
You can find a comparable piece, you trade for that comparable piece. I don't care if it's Gio, Worth, any of the relief pitchers. If you can find a comparable guy, you need new blood in there because doing the same thing over and over again ain't working.
So I'm never a big fan of detonating. You make the changes where they need to be made, but you're good again next year with. Or without any changes on the bench. And again, you just can't tell me that in this division this year, another manager wouldn't have won the division, that this was a really good team in a terrible division. But next year, you're coming back with an outfield where you plug in Eaton and you lose Worth, and you got Michael Taylor, Adam Eaton, Bryce Harper. Your infield is still Rendon, who's probably going to be an all-star, Trey Turner coming into his own, Daniel Murphy, second in the batting title the last 2 years, Zim coming off 30-100. Wieters has a player option, probably comes back, or else you may need a catcher. You're a starting pitcher and a little bullpen help
it's
away.
Pretty intact.
But Doolittle and Madsen are coming back. So to blow it up wouldn't make a lot of sense to me.
I get why you'd want to, because the idea is you need a change of stewardship at the top, because the guys that have been here throughout just haven't mastered the intestinal fortitude needed to get through this point and somehow dramatically underperform in huge moments. But Daniel Murphy's a bargain, and he's led a team to a World Series basically solo on his back. I mean, that's one of the great bargains in sports. Trey Turner's a future superstar. You want to dump him?
Right.
You want to get rid of Anthony Rendon, who, again, makes peanuts compared to what his market value would be? I mean, I don't know, dude. I get the frustration, but I can't detonate.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You've got to know who we had on the show today as a guest at 11:30. We had someone to talk about last night's game at 11:30. Who was it? If you can answer that question, you're going to see the Caps take on the Leafs, Capital One Arena. You can get your tickets at the box office or win your way in this week on 106.7 The Fan, courtesy of Monumental Sports. Redskins 49ers. We'll look ahead to Sunday's game next on G&D.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.